Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
The very best day is
ESPN 97.5.
Set no substitutes.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Raheel's not dead. I don't miss him. Right before we came up. You miss Raheel? He's not dead. He's coming in. He'll be here in an hour.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
So, Lance, I want Major League umpires. I don't want a robot behind. I want the human element in it.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I said I wanted holograms, celebrity holograms to be the...
And do the Michael Jackson moonwalk.
I don't feel like the Michael Jackson hologram's going to be great.
No, but the moonwalk on a strike call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do everything. You could do everything. Like, celebrity, you know, in Houston, it'd be celebrity umpire Travis Scott. And Travis Scott would be the celebrity umpire for an inning where all it's doing is Questex calling balls and strikes, and you have holograms calling strikes.
Get a good one. It's baseball time in Houston.
No, there's going to be a Clay Walker hologram.
Why? We could get a new song.
What about Hodor?
So you're
we're not doing that publicly? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's one of our listeners, Dustin.
We don't talk about it live.
Caldor.
Bad person. So here's the deal is, give me a ballpark. How many wrong balls and strike calls were there last year in Major League Baseball?
According to Questec?
No.
Well, percentage? Or
A study. How about this? 4 million pitches were evaluated over 11 major league seasons.
Heavens to
by
Betsy.
Students, graduate students at Boston University. How many incorrect calls just last year? Balls and strikes.
Well,
give a neighborhood.
Did they do this by watching TV or did they get Questec data?
Yeah, I know. They watched every pitch.
Oh, so it's like Pro Football Focus where you just make your own subjective decisions.
No, there's a box. They have a box. They have a box that the umpires, that you can see.
Well, the margin for error is at least 5%, I would say, plus or minus. So I would say, so it's percentages?
Yeah.
What percentage of pitches were incorrect calls?
How many pitches? How many pitches, period?
I would have no idea. There's a ton of pitches.
How about this?
Like 1 million? I don't know.
34,294 incorrect balls and strike calls last year.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
1.6 per inning. And get this.
Per full inning? That doesn't seem like it's that bad.
Get this. When a batter had two strikes, the error rate for all umpires increased. Incorrect calls happened 29% of the time. Almost double the error rate when the batter had one or no strikes.
Hmm.
Because either they're afraid to ring them up or they're dying to ring them up. Probably dying to ring them up so they can go home and eat.
Well, it's probably a little of both. Depends on the umpire.
What
I think it's intensified. If you have a more conservative strike zone, you really get conservative with two strikes. And if you have a more aggressive strike zone, it probably exacerbates it with two strikes.
Right. What was the average age of the best umpires with the fewest missed calls?
38?
33. So the longer you're in the league, the worse you get.
So crankier you get.
Yeah. And the more arrogant you get.
I mean, we're taking this data and extrapolating a little bit here, but I do feel like that has historically been the case where the umpires
cranky
who are around longer make you get off their lawn fast.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys see the other...
They'll spray you with water.
Was it last night or the night before? Ron Culpa behind the plate caught one in the throat.
No, was that Culpa?
That was Culpa.
I saw the pitch on... I didn't have volume up,
Culpa. Yeah.
Get the throat shot.
You
that was Culpa.
See what happens, Ron Culpa?
First, it's DeMarcus Cousins. Now it's Ron Culpa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Treat Clint Capella that way. Guess what happens? You treat AJ Hinch that way. Guess what happens? Ron Culpa.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you feel like DeMarcus Cousins? You weren't here yesterday. You feel like DeMarcus Cousins being out is a really good thing for the Rockets?
Yeah. It's not a bad thing to take one of their players out.
He did abuse Capella.
Yeah, the problem was he bullied Clint Capella. I personally felt like he was not going to be a... I thought, if anything, he could limit Golden State a little bit because they had to change the way they play when he's on the court. So I thought there was a chance that he could throw their offensive continuity off a little bit. But from a Rocket standpoint specifically, it does hurt. It hurts a little bit what they do with Clint Capella, because you do have a big old bully out there that can bang on Clint Capella. Now he's gone.
It limits, yeah, Draymond shots, although, as Dell pointed out, Draymond is shooting better now. But who knows how long that's going to last, because he is Draymond. It gives them a guy who can just back Clint Capella down. And maybe you would have to go with Nene as opposed to Capella, so he wouldn't get bullied. And more minutes for Nene and less for Clint Capella is not a good thing for the Rockets. But I don't think DeMarcus can step outside and DeMarcus can shoot outside, but I'd rather have him shooting than KD shooting or Steph shooting.
Right.
So I was always, that addition to me was not that huge. I mean, I don't think that they're that much significantly better a team. And all the analysis that I've seen, yeah, they're a little worse without DeMarcus Cousins, but it's not a huge loss. It's not like losing KD or Steph. It's not even close to that. They're still a huge favorite.
No, because they've won championships without him with two different iterations of the team.
Yeah, and they still got big. They still got Bogut. They still got Draymond underneath, and they've got Iguodala. They're still fine. They're still fine. So,
right.
As a matter of fact, I think they're just as dangerous. And by that, I mean the Rockets are going to kick their ass.
That's fine.
Mic drop. Did you see that mic drop? I just dropped the mic.
I do. I really do feel good about the Rockets right now. One of the reasons is because I just think that House, Tucker, Green,
Fareed
are, that's the four man combo.
And I understand
that PJ Tucker. I guess Rivers.
He's going to be in there.
I guess Rivers. Yeah, no. And Tucker's a starter. I'm just saying those guys feel like they can have a bigger impact on the series right now than earlier in the season. There was no Daniel House. There was no Kenneth Fareed. You had PJ Tucker, who was pretty inconsistent shooting. He's just been feeling it more. I feel a lot more confident in him as an offensive talent. Since Chris Paul came back and James is 30-point, the best thing to happen to the team was the 30-point thing went bye-bye. Because James could then just play and stay in a rhythm. They're playing their best basketball when we didn't have to worry about the 30-point thing anymore. And James needed to do what he needed to do, but now it's a team. It's not James Harden and his merry band of guys who stand around the 3-point arc. It's the Rockets are dangerous all over the place right now, which is really, really important. I just feel like we're just getting way ahead of ourselves with Utah. I know that you're better than Utah, and I know it was easy. I just feel like tonight's not going to be that easy. It's just never easy. The Rockets don't make it easy.
Well, this is the game last year.
I guess last year they did kind of make it easy.
Well, this is the game last year Utah took.
Yeah.
And then you went slacking.
I got nervous. They went to Utah, and then they had to hear probably a bunch of slurs at Utah's Salt Palace, because actually the Jazz fans told me on Twitter that stuff has never been corroborated. It's all been, in fact, people have come out and said actually none of it has ever happened throughout the years. They've never done any ugly things racially or otherwise. They didn't point to their eye on Derek Fisher behind the basket for his daughter who had eye cancer. They're good people. The Utah Jazz are good people.
It's the worst.
No, they're the worst. They're number one. Jazz fans told me they were good people and they're great people. And I could suck everything, but they like the butt or something. Like they can't really cuss. Well, actually, they can. Actually, there are a lot who do cuss.
Well, maybe somebody drank a Coke or something and had some caffeine.
They
never had caffeine.
They don't need caffeine to throw some ugly things out there verbally.
Right.
But I like that they did tell me that all that stuff has been built
a barn or something.
That's the Amish. You always get Amish and everybody else mixed up. Quakers, Shakers, the Amish.
Turn some butter up there, jerks.
Don't churn butter.
While you're throwing racial slurs around.
The Mormons
around.
Are fine with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they are. That's why
they're tweeting Lance. Clearly they're okay with electricity.
I don't even know if they're Mormon. I just know they're jazz fans. Right here.
But I do have this. I have Frank Caliendo tickets for tomorrow night. And we're going to send you to see the show. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow morning. 7 to 8, he's going to be in studio.
All right.
Comedian, actor, and impressionist Frank Caliendo, known for his dead-on impressions of famous actors, politicians, broadcasters, and talk show hosts like Lance. I want to see if we can do an impression of Lance tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's see if he can do it. We are going to give away tickets right here. Let's say at 8:17 exactly. 8:17 exactly. When your phone or your watch hits 8:17, call 713-780-3776. A pair of tickets to see the show tomorrow night. Caller number, do we have interns here? We do? Caller number 12. Caller number 12 is going to get those tickets. Two tickets to see Frank Caliendo, who's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I got to talk, and Jackie and Chance, such jerks. Making fun because I like to take a nap on my Texas mattress maker bed. Oh, like you see, I just think that their lives are so shallow and worthless.
It's weird that you've taken offense to that when you consistently made jokes about me taking naps.
Well, you don't have a Texas mattress maker, bro.
You don't know that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You don't know that.
Okay?
You don't know that.
Well, you're right. I don't know that. I've never seen your bed and never will.
Thank God. Stay out of my house.
Okay. So here's the deal. Is if you have a Texas mattress maker bed, if you have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to go home and take a nap too, as soon as you possibly can. You love the bed. You love the mattress. It is the best mattress. I'm telling you. You're going to get fitted to the correct mattress by Lax or Yuval or any of the great people that are over there. You're going to get the best price. You got the Amsterdam. You got all these European beds that they got over there. I don't know why Yuval is going all Europe on us, but he is. So he's got all of these unbelievable beds. And you can see, he's cut out the inside so that you can see exactly what is inside and what each of them are made of. The bed's starting as low as $200, which is a $400 bed anywhere else. I'm telling you, you're not going to get if you get a $200 mattress at some other place, don't buy it because it's garbage. The best sleep at the best price, and this is guaranteed, about half of what you're spending at the other places. It's all at Texas Mattress Makers. You're looking for the best, 4619 Navigation Corner of Lockwood, and in Katy as well. You get the best. It's not even questionable. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Apparently Della screwed up the stream.
Pierce. Good job, Del. What?
Shibu George says, what's up with the app, Del? Keeps what? Intermittently going in and out.
Yeah, that has everything to do with me. Well, clearly. Because I'm an engineer and an IT guy.
You probably are turning it on and off.
With like what? This.
That actually does feel like something he would
with
do.
What?
Do.
I'm
like when you turn the volume up and down. Turn the light on and off.
You know,
real
I
fast.
Can't do that from in this room. No, I have to go into that server room and do that.
Hey, what's the record for.
We don't know that.
What's the record for?
I don't know anything about that. Board.
I just told you it's not this board. It's in the engineer's room.
Whatever.
What's going to be the record for grand slams in a season?
How about on a team?
Yeah. What's going to be the record for most grand slams in a Major League Baseball season? Because we got another one yesterday.
That's three already.
This is Yuli, Tuvi, and Reddick, right? That's the three. We just have three? We don't have seven or eight?
No, just three.
Oh. Feels like eight.
Record for grand slams. Let's see.
Look it up. I want to take that record down.
You want to take it down?
Yep. By me, I mean us, the Astros.
Okay.
Most grand slams in a season, in a single season.
Grand slams.
Let's look for the single player. Jose Altuve is going to get that record.
Who has the most career grand slams?
A player?
In Major League history.
Is it Jeter?
Nope. It's A-Rod.
Oh, I knew it was one of those guys.
Single season record, Don Mattingly and Travis Hafner.
Four.
Six.
Whew, that's a lot of slams. Travis Hafner?
What is the record for most home runs? Not home runs, grand slams by a team. They're on pace right now to win that.
Here, MLB record for grand slams in a season. In a single season, this is a real thing that we're searching.
Grand slams record set by teams.
Cleveland Indians 14.
14 by Cleveland? Oh, that's on. Their Astros are on pace to crush that.
It looks like 14. Grand slam record set by teams.
They're just past 1/10 of the season with three. The Astros will have 30 this year. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams with 14.
Yeah, the Astros will have 30 this year.
I think.
Yeah, so that's it. They've already set the record, probably.
That seems like a lot to get. I got to tell you, I'm really happy with Colin McHugh. I was very nervous about Colin McHugh.
Don't
I was very
that.
Nervous about Colin McHugh. And
I've already told
happy.
You my sports map article is he giving him the Cy Young already.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm there yet, but I'm very happy with
Colin McHugh.
Oh,
he's 3-1
with
a 198. You don't. That's not good enough
it's
for
a good
you?
Start.
Okay.
It's a good start. Reminds me of the Will Harris all-star appearance. Remember when Devo was an all-star?
Yeah, Will Harris. Yeah.
Devo was an all-star, and Will Harris was an all-star. And wasn't Gregerson an all-star at one point or no? Did Gregerson ever
Gregerson was an all-star.
We've had some sweet all-stars out of the pen.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Who is second on the team in OPS right now? Who's first? Your guess would be easy.
Tuvi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's second?
Breggy.
Incorrect.
This feels like a trick. It's a setup. It's not Georgie? No, because the OPS, the on-base isn't going to be as high. It's going to be is it some trick like Chirinos or something?
It's exactly
Come
right.
on. Are you serious?
Chirinos is second on the team in OPS. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
There's Jeff Leno. Jeff, we trust.
Well, only because Maldonado's agent, Scott Boras, was an idiot.
How did he think a catcher who couldn't catch was going to get a better deal than that?
But look at this. Oh, who's third on the Astros?
Reddick?
Incorrect.
Not Carlos. Brantley.
It's Jake Marisnyk.
Oh, I don't count that. He hasn't played enough.
What are you talking about? He's played in 13 games.
Not enough ABs for me to count him.
Oh, he's played in 12 games, 27 at-bats.
27 at-bats is not enough
really?
For me to count him.
Yeah, but he's slappy McWhiffy.
He hits bombs.
Oh, he
strikeout or bombs.
Well, strikeout or
yeah, but
no,
he hits
not
bombs.
Really strikeout or bombs. He does hit some bombs.
Yeah,
but he
go look at his
100 at bats last year. He had 50 strikeouts.
No, I didn't say he didn't strike out a lot, but when he hits it, he bombs it.
Of the regulars,
his exit velo is he has exit velo monsters.
Altuve of the regulars has the highest OPS. Correa is second. Yuli third. Springer fourth. Bregman and then Brantley. Brantley's last of the regulars. Is that unbelievable? That's how good this lineup is right now.
Well, you say that, and that is true. But take a look at during this 10-game winning streak for the Astros. Here is a look at...
You say that, but it's true. Well, okay.
Well, you say that and it's true, but What I'm saying is, it is true. However, from a pitching standpoint, this is what you've allowed, working backwards, starting yesterday all the way to game one, working backwards. You've allowed 1-2-1-6-6-3-3-8-0-2. Yes, you gave up a six and an eight, but other than that, over the last, so seven of the last 10 is featured three runs or less.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn skippy.
Oh, yeah.
For a team that you knew would have to get into the bullpen pretty heavily.
No, absolutely. And, you know, if you want to know the truth, Cole and Verlander haven't been themselves. They, you know, they're good. I mean, I think we're expecting last year. Cole was under two for most of the year, striking out 12 guys a game.
Yeah, I'm expecting last year. You want to give him $100 billion? Yeah, I'm expecting.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Verlander, you just gave him $66 million. He's not living up to it at 392, okay?
He's got to be a little better, but yeah, we're pretty early.
Yeah.
We're fair.
But Colin McHugh? Okay. Sigh.
Colin McHugh, what's his war? What's his war total so far?
His war is way up there. Sorry, number one on the team, 1.0. Yeah, number one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Followed by Ryan Pressly. I can't believe that he's above Ryan Pressly.
Who's more valuable?
Ryan Pressly, who has a zero.
Who's ERA. More valuable, Osuna or Pressly? Pressly, 100%.
Not 100%. Yeah. Well, Osuna's been good, dude.
Pressly was on the team before Osuna was there last year.
No, they came at the same time.
Well, no. No, I guess he was there a little bit before. Pressly was the first deal. Osuna was the last deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they came.
I guess not that far apart. Yeah, I guess you're right. It wasn't that far apart. No. That wasn't was that trade deadline or was that post trade deadline?
That was trade deadline.
Are you sure it wasn't post deadline with Osuna?
I'm pretty sure they came about the same weekend.
Because I'm pretty sure they were able to get him through waivers. I'm pretty sure no one was claiming Osuna. I want to say he was post-deadline. But anyway, I almost feel like Presley's more valuable than Osuna. And I know that Osuna is the closer. But I just, as an Astros fan, I just feel like closer's a fluid thing anyway. You don't mean for it to be. But it's just there's been so much change. And Gregerson, no, Will Harris. No, it's Ken Giles. No, it's this guy. No, maybe Josh Fields can do it. There's been so many different guys who have been closer, and they haven't been able to consistently. It's Rondon. Wait a minute. It's Osuna. Shouldn't Ryan Pressly get a shot? No, it's Lance McCullers. McCullers is the closer. It's time for McCullers to close. I'm to the point where closer feels devalued.
I think
devalued.
They've set up right now.
Yeah, no, it does. And it has been in the past, too. Gregerson was clearly your closer in the past. He just got, you know, knocked out of that spot.
Yeah, Pressly was here a week before him. 1 week. Yeah. July 28th, Osuna made his first appearance on August 6th. So, about a week apart.
Yeah, it's not much.
No. But
so answer the question.
That's a tough question because Ryan Pressly has been unbelievable. And Osuna hasn't been. But this year, Osuna ain't scared of any. Now, Pressly ain't scared of any situation either. He's coming in. He's the setup guy.
Who's got better stuff? I'm to the point now, if you have a nasty breaking pitch, I think you have better stuff.
I don't, yeah.
And that's not Osuna. That's Presley's got it. Nasty breaking stuff.
And Osuna's got a slider too now.
Yeah, no, but he's going to work off the fastball.
I think it's a tough call. I would say Pressly. And, you know, somebody brought up last night, Pressly would be your closer on 28 different teams, especially the way he's throwing right now.
That might be a little high, but point taken.
Right. I mean, he would be a closer on a bunch of teams. He's your setup guy. This is a pretty good situation.
Ryan Pressly has only thrown 7 2/3 innings. It feels like he's thrown more.
Yeah, but there's a lot of outings.
There's seven.
Osuna's nine, I think.
Yeah, there's only seven innings for Ryan Pressly.
Yeah,
so far outings. This season. Seven outings and 17, not 7 2/3 innings, but 17 games. I guess seven. appearances in 17 games is about right, I suppose. I don't want it to be a whole lot more.
That's on the pace, though, for about 70.
But you're right.
70 innings, which you don't want.
Osuna's the highest at 9, and Rondon is also sitting there at 7.
Yeah. All right, it's 830 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. And Jeff Aronoff is sitting there right now waiting for you. Give him a call. He is ready for you to give him a call. And listen, I said this I don't know how many times. Your business, your home, you have got to upgrade. You can't just think that, well, it's old and really broken. Your countertop is really broken up. It's okay. You know, somebody will buy my house or somebody will come. You'll come back if my bathroom vanity is gross at my business. Well, not really, especially if you're in a bar. And, you know, I'll tell you the one thing about women, to go to a bar, yeah, I'll go back because the bathroom is nice. If it's gross, they ain't coming back. So, and if women are there, guys will be there. So you got a bar or you want women to come to your place, don't have a gross vanity. I'm telling you. You get something nice and they'll think, well, this is a nice place. I would love to come back here. And maybe it's your house and women are going in there and going, your vanity's gross. I'm not coming back here. No, you don't want that to happen. So get something nice. And Jeff Aronoff, that's what he does every single day. He gets people really, really nice stuff at a great price. You get, as a matter of fact, 20% off for 97.5 listeners. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to can't no more.
I got the horses in the bag.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN. Looking through some headlines. We get all these headlines from around the country to look through. And it stopped. We were talking about it during the break. But with this new deal, Russell Wilson has a chance to become greatest athlete in Seattle sports history. And I thought, what? Hold on. Ken Griffey Jr.? But he didn't win a title. And he spent a lot of his time in Cincinnati. A-Rod now, because they got better when A-Rod left. You mentioned Gary Payton. Is Gary Payton the greatest Sonic ever?
Probably. I mean, that's my generation of watching GP. Lenny Wilkins was, I was pretty young when Lenny Wilkins was doing this.
Yeah,
thing,
so but he won a title.
Yeah, he won a title, but I don't think that makes you the best because you win a title. Like, who was the best player? Russell Wilson's got a shot.
Greatest athlete. But Lenny, well, if you're looking at athlete and
let's
coach.
Just
best
call it best player. Best player.
Best player?
Yeah.
It would be Peyton.
You sure?
I mean, the title means something.
Well, Gary Payton never won a ring.
No, right. The title for Russell Wilson means something.
Yeah, but so does the fact that he's really played exceptionally well. I've always found it extremely strange that for whatever reason, Russell Wilson forever has not been given the credit he deserves. Russell Wilson's numbers are ridiculous. At first people try to, that's just because of beast mode. Well, then when beast mode was not there for almost the whole season, Russell Wilson had his biggest season. Like, he put together huge numbers. He doesn't turn a ball over. He does.
Yeah.
He extends plays. Like, Russell Wilson creates opportunities.
And they still win now, and they don't have all of those good players defensively. They don't have. So and yet they still are able to win, and it's because of Russell Wilson.
GP averaged 18 points and 7 assists per game with Seattle. I mean, that's good. It's good. He won. I mean, he won at a pretty good rate. They had some really good teams.
Lenny Wilkins is in the Hall of Fame as a player and a coach.
Turnovers a game. Where's his steals? 2.1 steals a game, which is really good. I'm a little. We got to make sure that we keep statistics in. Gary Payton played in a in a more defensive-oriented, slower tempo. Like, you have to – if you adjusted his numbers, his adjusted numbers would probably be closer to 8.5 assists, 9 assists, and over 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Because it was just a much, much slower pace of basketball in the 90s. He came in 90, and he was in for the grind. I mean, the
and he was
grind.
The glove. And by the way, the best defensive player.
He was a great defender.
In a defensive time, he was the best defensive player.
But Russell Wilson, so there's a lot of talk about, like, Aaron Rodgers, right? So Daniel Jeremiah had number 30, Drew Lock going to Green Bay. And the thought was, Aaron Rodgers, you know he's 35 years old? This is when they drafted Brett Favre, was 35 when they drafted Aaron Rodgers.
He's a young 35, though.
Well, he played less games than Brett Favre.
He gets injured, yeah.
Yeah, he's a young guy who gets injured a lot, so I don't know what young 35 means. I mean,
he doesn't have a lot of wear off the top because he sat for so long.
Because he gets injured, so.
Well, no, he sat to begin his career for what?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Four or five years?
No, 2 years.
No.
He got in. Yeah, he got in on the third year. Our research department already looked it all up. It was 2 years, and then Brett Favre got hurt, and then he came in the third year and was the starter.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they got rid of Brett Favre, but he didn't play for the first 2 years, which is like, man. You're eating up a lot of the contract, not having him play. You look at Russell. I mean, but Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Brett Favre threw for 49,000 yards by age 45, and Aaron Rodgers threw for 42,000 by that same, 7,000 less. Well, but Brett, he's also missing time.
Well, don't forget, Brett was the third string in Atlanta.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's actually the same thing.
Yeah.
Brett Favre didn't get started in his career until late either. Yeah. He had 7,000 more passing yards than Aaron Rodgers. That seems crazy until you realize that Aaron Rodgers has missed a lot more time.
Yes.
With injury. That's been a problem. Russell Wilson. So everyone talks about Breeze and Peyton Manning. And now remember, Russell Wilson has played so far 7 seasons. When you start looking at Russell Wilson is 75-36. That's his record as a starter. He has never had a losing season. He has only had one season where he hasn't won double-digit games. One season for Russell Wilson. Yes, he's had a good defense, but so what? He's also created good offenses. Look at his completion percentage. He averages 64.2%. He's had a bad line for most of the time he's been there. He's had a below-average offensive line. Russell Wilson's touchdown percent is 6%. His interception percent is under 2%, which is incredible. His total TD to interceptions, 196 to, where are my interceptions? To 63. He's more than 3-1. 196 to 63, and he's thrown for 228 yards a game on average. Last year was his lowest for a while, and he really had to carry the team from a passing standpoint. By the way, he's never missed a game. And when he had to carry the team, he was averaging 251, 263, 248, and last year he went down to 215. Yards per attempt is like last year, 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. That's Aaron Rodgers' numbers, 35-7. The year before that, 34-11. Year before that, 21-11. Not great. The year before that, 34-8. But people don't talk about him.
He didn't get his due.
Well, he did now.
Well.
He's the highest paid quarterback in football.
Yeah, yeah.
He got his due now.
By the way, tell your research department to get better. Aaron Rodgers had 3 years. Three full years.
He didn't play?
Well, he threw 16, 15, and 28 passes. He didn't start a game for 3 years.
They said he got his first start in the third season.
Didn't start a game for 3 years. Then started 16 his fourth year.
His full-time start. So he came in the Cowboys. So he did. Oh, he came in year three against the Cowboys when Brett Favre went out. That was
game but he didn't
where
start.
He was all shaky.
That was the last game. Must have been the last game because he didn't get a start. And then he missed in 2013. He missed 7 games. And then he missed 9 games in 17. So other than that, he started.
What about this year?
He missed 2018, 16 games. Hmm. 16 games.
Also, Brett Favre was really good.
Yeah, and Brett Favre didn't miss any games. You remember that? He never missed. He was the Iron Man.
Yeah.
He
took whatever he needed.
Everything. You're damn right. He played hurt.
He played hurt. Players now, a lot of them are not going to play hurt.
No.
There's just a thought that it's my body. My body's a temple.
It's Dell's people. That's why. Soft. Do you got Russell Wilson? I want to hear sound from him when he gets his contract. You want to do it on the other side? Okay, we're going to hear from Russell Wilson about his new deal.
At 12:02, he released a video with Sierra. You know, he's just, I've never seen such a great player so universally disliked by other players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how many guys on his team don't like him. Richard, the secret's been out for at least 4 years now.
Well,
his own team doesn't like him. They just don't think he's one of the guys. He's been like, you know, he had the super religious thing going, and he had the virgin thing or whatever. Maybe he was a virgin, maybe what, I don't know. But nothing that you should be made fun of.
He was married when he started the Seahawks. He couldn't have been a virgin then. He was married to
He said he wanted
wife.
To wait for Sierra.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he wouldn't have sex with his last wife.
He may have not have had sex with Sierra before they got married, but he
maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Right? Not virgin. He just said they wanted to wait. And why does he have to get made fun of for that?
I don't know. You sure he's more disliked than Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, I think Ben has moved up in the ratings over this last year.
Yeah, but that's a tough call.
It's a tough call because Richard Sherman
was openly
clowning.
One guy won't have sex with his girlfriend, the other guy.
It's always quarterbacks, too. You know who else was hated?
Forces himself on women in a bathroom.
Allegedly, John.
You know who else was?
Not allegedly.
Well, they think Russell Wilson allegedly. Is kind of a, there's a thought that Russell's kind of fraudulent, too. But do you know who, the other guy who was hated by half of his teammates was Donovan McNabb.
Oh yeah,
and of course, one of the reasons is because Terrell Owens came in and split the locker room up. And I heard a story about how you had to choose. You either had to be on Donovan, like Terrell made you choose. You either with they played on the same side of the ball, and the defensive players all rallied around Terrell Owens. And then I heard a story. Indy Kalu told us a story about how Terrell Owens gave work to who was the D end? That I got to come up with a D end. This guy was on TV. He used to be on doing a show on ESPN for a little bit and then got kicked off. It was with Michael Smith and somebody else. Oh, man, come on. Just think of a D end.
Oh.
He was on ESPN.
He's on radio. He's in Los Angeles on radio now.
No, it's not Marcellus Wiley.
Oh, it's not Wiley?
No, it's not Marcellus Wiley. This guy played with...
Oh.
This guy played for the Eagles. And he went into the locker room. He had said some stuff like against, I guess he said some things about Terrell that were very, very strong. Terrell Owens was in the trainer's room and, man, I'm going to.
Guy came
Twitter,
in.
Twitter, you guys suck if you don't give me the name here. And so he came in and Dell's looking up the name. He'll find it. He came in.
Hugh Douglas.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hugh had a. A bad TV deal show. At a party one
yeah,
night.
Yeah. And he got after Michael P. Smith. Or
yeah,
Michael,
he called, so he was calling was him ugly names.
It was Michael Smith.
It was Michael Smith he went after, and you don't do that. I
well,
know who, I, by the
well,
way,
he also went after
$10 million a year and not on the air.
He also went after Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens, when he came into the locker room, this is Indy Kalu who was in the locker room who told us this. When he came in the locker room, Terrell Owens goes, I need you to, they were working on his ankle. He goes, take this off. They had started taping him up, and he cleaned his leg off and all that stuff. He went and put his shoes on, put his clothes on, went out, and just started fighting him. It just sight on scene and body slammed Hugh Douglas. Indy Kalu said, "Believe." And now Terrell Owens is well put together. He was a big dude, about 230 pounds.
Ever seen him do sit-ups?
Yeah, I did, actually. And he said that when Terrell, everyone knew you never mess with Terrell. They kind of knew it before because he had a fight in the locker room before. And after he body slammed Hugh Douglas, it was like, it was
Hugh
Jeremiah.
Douglas is a big
he was
dude.
Not small. Jeremiah Trotter, everyone was like, this is our leader right here. Terrell Owens is our guy. And they all clicked up and they all kind of thought, you know, Donovan McNabb was kind of a phony guy or whatever. He had one.
It's kind of funny too because usually a wide receiver won't do that because he won't get the ball.
Well, T.O. was a different guy.
Yeah, right.
He was a different
guy. All right, 847 ESPN 97.5. You know who's different? Gritty.
They're actually very different. GoGritty.com. So go to GoGritty. I'm going to type it up right now. I'm already a member there. When you go to Gritty, GRIDDY, when you go GoGritty.com, you're going to get to the front page of a website. Gritty is a chance for you to attach to the grid. You get wholesale energy directly from the grid. You are not paying marked up third party prices. When you go with other energy companies, you're going with a third party. And they will, what they do is they sit and they analyze the market and they say, okay, we think this is what the rates are going to be over this time frame based on our data and analytics. And so we're going to charge this amount. What Gritty does is they say, we're not going to mark up anything. We're going to charge you exactly what the rate is on the grid. So whatever the rate is, and I can look it up right now on my app. You can keep up with your app. I've got my Gritty app right now, and the kilowatt per hour cost right now on the grid is 2.2 cents. Next hour, it's projected to be 2.3. The hour after that, 2.4. What this app allows you to do is know when there are spikes in prices, you can lower your consumption of energy. They're actually working right now where you can use your app. You'll have an app, the ability to change your Nest settings, you know, those smart home AC settings where you'll be able to do it directly from your phone. So when you see price spikes, you can lower it when you're away from home. But Gritty allows you to connect to the grid, and the only thing you pay for is $10 a month. That is your membership fee. Once you are a member, you can get wholesale energy for as much as you want directly at the price that the wholesalers are getting as well before they mark it up and get it to you. This is an unbelievable offer for you. There are no contracts required. There are no hidden fees. It is completely transparent. You'll see it on the app. Delivery charge, energy charge, taxes, and this is what you pay. I paid $82 last month, and I plan on keeping my rates low through Gritty. GoGritty.com, G-O-G-R-I-D-D-Y, GoGritty.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Yeah.
Weezy, all right.
T.
Back home smoking legal.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3770. Oh, I didn't know this about Kips. I'm reading this DP Sidhu story. Surprisingly, on the Texans website, there's a story about how easy and how wonderful it was for Gibson and Khalil to sign with the Texans. But I didn't know he was from Dallas, which is he couldn't wait. He was actually at dinner with another team, Taj Gibson was, when he got the call from his agent, said, hey, the Texans want to sign
you. Yeah, that's right. And you know what he said? Beat it, losers.
Yeah.
He got up and said,
no,
beat it, losers.
No, he said, I finished dinner. They paid. I left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you think
he's going to go with a real team?
Do you think he worked the system?
Yeah. He's going to go with a real team.
What do you call it?
Finesse
the game.
Work the system, finesse the game. Same thing.
Work the system is the, how do I put this? Is the white version of finesse the game.
It's the white version?
Like if Raheel and I, when we did that show, like if Tyler chimed in and goes, you know what, I think you should call it work the system.
Oh, yeah. Tyler, like, nobody's
Tyler,
whiter
shut
than
up.
Tyler.
Well, there are people.
No, he's the whitest dude ever.
Have you seen some of the people who work here? I think Jake Assman is whiter than Tyler.
Jake Assman is.
If you're redhead, you already take a lead.
Yeah. Alex Gold.
Another guy.
White.
Yeah.
Well, you are talking about people knowing.
They're on SB Nation Radio. Everyone knows them.
What channel do you listen to it here on the in Houston?
Well, they're on at
you
night
can listen
here.
To it on the stream. They have a stream you can listen to. Yeah. And they're on at night.
They're on at night here.
They are?
Yeah.
We don't carry ESPN programming?
No. Later at night. I was listening the other night. And I heard Jake Gassman.
See?
Well, because they are local. Maybe that's
right. And Alex Gold followed him. And they were talking about Tiger Woods.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But
how much Tiger was there,
listen,
on Tuesday? Yes.
Listen, does that make them less white?
Was AJ a Tiger
talker?
They were
talking about golf?
It was golf, but they were talking about Tiger Woods. Does that balance?
No.
No, it doesn't really.
Still golf?
Yeah,
did AJ
golf.
Talk about Tiger with you yesterday?
Yes.
Not as much. We didn't really get into
really
Tiger
white.
Very much.
No, but I mean, I'm just asking if he was a Tiger watcher. Did he care about Tiger?
I don't remember. Did
he likes what he likes. So I mean, because AJ likes what he likes, and I don't think he's going to drift into, well, you know what? I just need to watch. He doesn't strike me as a guy who says, you know what? I need to watch this Kentucky Derby. Now, he has Fred as a partner, so maybe it's different, but he strikes me as a guy, if he says, yeah, no, I don't care about golf, he'll be I don't care about golf guy. Like, he won't drift into a major, but...
No, but I think a big story like that, everybody...
Well, even, it's Tiger.
Yeah, even if you're if it's adamant about, like, Dell,
like
still
Tony
watched.
Finau? No, he didn't watch. He already told you. It was Tony Finau,
you believe everything
and Brooks Koepka down the stretch,
yeah,
a lot of people would not have been watching.
Tony Finau? Are you kidding?
A lot of people wouldn't have been watching.
Oh, yeah, why?
That's not
racist?
Good for golf.
Racist?
Yeah, that's not good for golf, by the way.
Is it?
For golf viewing. Oh, Tony Finau. Quick. What channel is it on? Who is he?
Yeah, you ever seen a long hitter like Tony
Finau?
Have
I ever seen Tony Finau? No. I don't even know what he looks like to this day.
Okay, then you didn't
watch. And I watched the Masters, and I don't even still
know
what he looks
group.
Like. Yeah, I know. Don't care. They barely showed him. They just showed. They never even showed a shot of his face. Like, and here's his drive. Hurry it up, dummy. I heard Vern Lundquist say, get it over with, dummy.
No.
One time on the broadcast.
He and Jordan both hit it in the water on 12. And
yeah,
they had to drop
openly,
together.
I know, and they were like, I could hear the happiness.
For heels people.
I could hear the happiness of the announcers when they both went into the water in 12, like, and they just went into, both of them just went into the water. Well, first it was Jordan, and now it's Brooks Koepka.
No,
first it was,
well, first
yeah,
Koepka,
Brooks went in.
And then Molinari went in. And
no, it was Molinari. Who
Molinari
I was thinking
and
Finau.
And Finau.
Yeah. Francisco's in the water. Sweet. I heard him say
Francisco.
Sweet on the air.
His name's Francesco. Francisco.
I said Molinari.
Him. You said Francisco. You think he's from... Same. Where do you think he's from?
It's the really...
It's
honestly, it doesn't matter. Francesco. It's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
All I know is everybody on Earth was praying for him to go in the water every single time. And Finau and everybody. Because everyone
not
wanted
me,
to see.
I had 22-1.
Everyone wanted to see. You know you wanted
in
to
the
see
water.
Tiger win.
People were hoping to snap a leg. Anything to get
everyone
him out of there.
Wanted to
I
see
really
Tiger Woods.
I really kind of wanted Molinari to win for a lot of 22-1 reasons.
Of your people. And
you were all excited when Tiger won, did
you? Yeah, I was
you
excited
forgot
when
all
Tiger
about that
won,
bet.
Yep.
Jerk could cost me money. Hey, how about the way he's talking about Tony Finau, your guy?
Let's discuss that on the other side.
Yeah, we're waiting.
A great time to take a break.
Be a great time to talk about, oh, guess who's going to play in the PLO today?
I'll take
any
one
listener?
Guess.
Any listener? Because me? It's open to everybody else.
Yeah, but
this isn't just about you. This is about the listeners having a chance to go play.
I don't care about anybody else. I'm going.
I think Prime would like you to tell people.
Here's what Prime says.
More than John, other
here's
people
Prime says,
play too.
Why do we keep paying this guy to keep telling everybody that he's going to play poker today?
Yeah. Tell them that everyone can come play.
Why are we paying this guy? He said he's playing poker again today.
Yeah.
Why don't you invite somebody to come with you?
Well, come on.
In your car.
Because people are scared.
Drive them.
Because people are scared.
Meet them at the station, and y'all go over together
all
and
right,
play poker today.
Let's go. No, I'll just meet you there.
Oh,
okay? You can drive your own car there. And here's the deal.
It'll be valet.
If you think you can beat me, then bring it. Yeah, they got valet there. Mm-hmm. It's totally sweet. Listen, standalone building with bunch of parking. You don't have to worry about that crap. I mean, a lot of places, there's nowhere to park. Not at Prime Social. Right. They've got a valet, 24 hours. It's all good. They've got a deal. And if you play in the tournament today, you could accumulate points to win. There's $10,000 on the line. What other place is giving tournament players a $10,000 bonus at the end of the month? On top of all the money that you're winning in the tournaments, you've got a chance to win that part of that $10,000. And on top of that, May 1st is going to be the biggest poker tournament in the history of Texas. In the history of Texas.
And John's not lying. And it's going to be, what, $150,000
minimum? $150,000
minimum
guarantee.
Minimum guarantee, but the more people who sign up, the more the guarantee, and they think the guarantee is going to go sky high, well beyond 150. Look, only Prime could handle a tournament that big. Only Prime is there for you to give you the type of service that you're looking for. Food, beverages, parking, security, and great cash games any time of day when you step in. You're going to have a cash game available to sit down and play. Whether you have 2 hours or you have 20 hours, they got a game for you. And don't forget, daily tournaments starting at noon other than Sunday where they start at 2 o'clock. Make sure that you go to PrimeSocialTX.com for more information or just drop in at 7801 Westheimer between Fondren and Hillcroft/Voss. It's Prime Social.
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.